Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal judge strikes down the counseling ban. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, a great decision was handed down by a federal judge in Tampa in our lawsuit against the Tampa ordinance that prohibited licensed counselors from providing and clients from receiving any counsel to overcome unwanted same-sex attraction, behavior, or gender confusion. We had several claims, one that it obviously violates the First Amendment under the United States Constitution, and two, in Florida, these local governments have no authority to enact these kinds of laws since this is a statewide concern. This judge struck it down on that latter basis, and there is no way that this ordinance can be rewritten. There are around 20 or so ordinances that have been passed in Florida by these local municipalities, these governments or counties, because they couldn't get the same kind of law passed in the state legislature. So this is a great victory, Matt. It will not only doom all the other ordinances in Florida, but there's about 60 similar ordinances around the country where these local municipalities or governments have enacted these ordinances as well. And in addition to filing suit against a number of those, we also have lawsuits pending right now against statewide bans. It's just a matter of when, not if, but when the Supreme Court takes one of these cases and strikes them down across the country under the First Amendment.
Well, this is fantastic news. It's on kind of narrow terms here in that the court is simply saying that the local municipality overstepped and kind of got too big for its britches, if you will, as they say. So it doesn't really address the central question as to the First Amendment issues. But the Supreme Court has hit on that already, hasn't it, Matt?
Yeah, it has. Last year, in fact, in the Crisis Pregnancy Center case, the Supreme Court overruled by name the two original cases that upheld counseling bans, one in California called Pickup and the other in New Jersey called King. Both of those cases are our cases. So that's why I say it's not a matter of if the Supreme Court will overturn these cases nationwide under the First Amendment. It's just a matter of when we'll get one of these cases to the U.S. Supreme Court and they apply the law that they've already enunciated. The good news here is in this 41-page decision, the judge goes through a litany of reasons why these laws violate the rights of parents and violate the rights of the state of Florida. For example, it says that parents in Florida, and this is true in most cases, and this would be also good for the First Amendment challenge, parents have the right to make medical health care decisions on behalf of their children. That's number one. Number two, in many states, young people as young as 15 or 16 have the right to seek certain medical treatment. So even though they're a minor, they have a right to be able to say, yes, I want this kind of counseling. On the other hand, parents have the right to say, this is how we want to help our son or daughter by providing certain health care. It also says in Florida, there's this idea of privacy. And the most private location that you could have where the government should be excluded is in the privacy of a counseling room. Government has no business in there. But moreover, Holly, this ruling goes on for several pages. On page 32, it begins with a list of bullet points. And these bullet points are so strong, the judge called all the information from the lawsuit, including experts that the city put on that we cross-examined and our own experts. And here's one of the bullet points. The reason why this is good is because this guts the reason for any of these ordinances and really can be used for First Amendment challenges. And for example, one of these bullet points is minors can be gender fluid and may change or revert gender identity. And he cites to the expert information in the actual case. And so why is that important? It's important because part of the argument was that 85 to 90 plus percent of adolescents or children who experience gender confusion, that is, a boy is confused about his identity and may think or want to be, or someone gives him the idea that he is a girl, that confusion naturally resolves in 85 to 90 plus percent of the cases without any intervention at all. So why is that important? It's important because if that naturally resolves and it's not immutable, then it undercuts their argument that this is an immutable personality characteristic, number one. Number two, if that boy or girl comes to a counselor and they're being forced by the law to tell that young boy or girl, who will naturally resolve anyway without even any intervention, that they just have to accept that they're a girl or a boy of the opposite gender and start to treat them that way, imagine how that damages you. It would be like you coming to a counselor having stress or anxiety that could naturally resolve or resolve through counseling, and the counselor tells you, you're just going to have to live with it the rest of your life because that's who you are. That's damaging.
Right. Bottom line, this is a victory for children's lives. You know, I really appreciate in his opinion, he wrote, nothing is more intimate, more private, and more sensitive than a growing young man or woman talking to a mental health therapist about sex, gender, preferences, and conflicting feelings. This is about children, helping children make the decision that will affect them for the rest of their lives. And yeah, like you said, most of the time they grow out of these kind of feelings.
They do. And you know, I was just thinking, I don't know if you guys saw a while back that LGBTQ plus town hall that the Democrats had on CNN. Yeah.
And they were celebrating that little girl. Who was
There were two 9-year-old so-called transgender kids and the parents standing over them just doting, clearly
like crowd,
pushing them into this, and the crowd cheering them and the children smiling and getting that affirmation for doing something. Well, those kids are being pigeonholed into this identity that, as you pointed out, Matt, the statistics show 80 to 90% of these kids come out of it and come into harmony with their true gender, either male or female.
Yeah, so you have a child like that, these 8 or 9 year olds that you're talking about, and they're going through this confusion as to who they are. They're trying to find out who they are.
And being manipulated by adults.
Right. Yeah, and now you get all these accolades that affirms them as being the opposite gender. And they start dressing them the opposite way, using pronouns the opposite way. Sometimes pronouns that might even be plural, because some of these people want plural. Yeah, that's right, plural pronouns, they, their, and them.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable. And so you start to affirm someone like that, and then when they would otherwise naturally resolve, they would probably feel guilt to resolve back to the contentness of their own birth sex, because so many people then have given them this affirmation and they're going to let them down.
Right.
And so,
but they haven't dealt with the root problem.
They haven't dealt with the
What's
root
the cause
problem.
No, of all
and
this?
Most onerously, at that point, they start in pumping these kids full of hormone blocking drugs to stunt their puberty. And now we know, and of course, the mainstream media is not going to report on this, that there have been thousands of deaths associated with these hormone blocking drugs.
And
there's
stuck.
Recent studies that have come out on
it's
that very
abuse.
Issue in Europe and other places where they have done follow-up studies, and they have had a number of serious and even mortality rates in these individuals who are using these hormone-blocking drugs or hormones of the opposite sex. There are medical consequences and risk. And obviously there are certain things that when you remove healthy breast, uterus, and other male body parts, you can't replace those.
No, you're sterilized.
You're sterilized, you're scarred for life, and then when many of these people naturally resolve, and there's more and more people that come out who have been freed through relationship with Jesus Christ. They then feel stuck because they've already mutilated their body, and then they are cast off from their otherwise supporting community that have been applauding them onward. So go to Liberty Counsel's website. This is a great victory, and we're continuing to fight these around the country to get one of these cases back to the U.S. Supreme Court. Go to lc.org. You can read the opinion. Go to our Liberty Alert press releases to the archive. You'll find it there. Also, be sure when you go to lc.org to subscribe to our email program free of charge. lc.org. Hit the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.